Hey everyone, welcome back to The Resilient Solo. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and if you're listening to this, then chances are you're a fellow badass juggling work, family, and trying to squeeze in some self-care, all while navigating the beautiful chaos of life. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like there's just not enough time or energy to go around? Trust me, I've been there. That's why I started this podcast, to share real talk, practical tips, and a whole lot of motivation to help us thrive in the face of it all. Today we're diving into something super powerful. Gratitude journaling. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, not another self-help cliche, hear me out. This isn't just about listing off random things you're thankful for. It's a game changer that can seriously impact your mood, your relationships, and even your overall well-being. So, what are the 5 key takeaways from this little gratitude journey we're about to embark on? First up, gratitude is a muscle. Just like any other skill, it takes practice. So don't get discouraged if you find yourself struggling at first. Start small, maybe just 3 things a day, and gradually work your way up. You got this. Second, be specific. Instead of simply saying, "I'm grateful for my family," try something like, "I'm grateful for my daughter's infectious laughter that brightened my whole morning." Specific details create a deeper sense of appreciation. Third, look beyond the obvious. Sometimes the simplest things can be the most profound. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly day, the sound of rain drumming against your window. These little moments can bring a surprising amount of joy. Notice them. Savor them. Fourth, rewrite those negative thought patterns. You know that inner critic who loves to point out all the things you're not doing right? Well, it's time to hit back with gratitude. When negative thoughts creep in, actively replace them with positive ones. "I didn't get that promotion," can become, "I learned so much from this experience and I'm excited to see what opportunities come next." See the difference? Finally, make it a habit. Find a time that works for you. First thing in the morning, before bed, or even during your lunch break. The key is consistency. The more you practice gratitude journaling, the more natural it will become, and the more profound its impact on your life will be. Think about it. You're probably already grateful for some things in your life. Your family, your health, a good cup of coffee. Seriously, who doesn't love that? But by taking a few minutes each day to write down what you're thankful for, you amplify those feelings and attract more positivity into your world. It's like this magical ripple effect. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, busy single mom, juggling work deadlines with school pickups, feeling constantly overwhelmed. She decides to give gratitude journaling a try. At first, it feels forced, but she sticks with it. One day, while writing down 3 things she's grateful for, she realizes, "Hey, I'm actually really proud of how well my son handled that tough math test." Another day, she writes about the funny meme her friend sent her, a moment of pure silliness that lifted her spirits. Sarah starts noticing the good things more often, the small acts of kindness from strangers, the beautiful sunset on her way home, the warm hug from her son before bed. Sarah's story isn't just fiction. It's happening all the time. Gratitude journaling can transform your perspective and help you navigate life's challenges with a renewed sense of hope and resilience. So, what are you waiting for? Grab a notebook, pen, or even use that notes app on your phone, and start jotting down those things you're grateful for. You might just surprise yourself with the amazing power of this simple practice. Remember, every day is a fresh start. A chance to cultivate gratitude and create a more fulfilling life. I'm cheering you on. And don't forget to share your gratitude journey with me on social media. Use hashtag TheResilientSolo and let's inspire each other. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.